Good morning, my darling. How was your sleep? Well, mine was just perfect. Holding you in my arms for the whole night was just the most wonderful experience. Did I permit you to get out of bed? I didn't think so. Now come here. Your body is so soft and warm. I could hold on to you for an eternity. Here, let me just Oh, you look so cute beneath me. You're just so small. If I wanted to, I could swallow you whole. Oh, gosh, darling, I didn't mean to scare you. Here, let me make it up to you. See? You're safe with me. I would never harm you. Why would I? I told you what you mean to me. How much I need you. You know what? Why am I telling you when I could just show you?
Urgent news, Your Highness. Queen Kalika, open up.
Seriously? It'll only be a moment, sweetie. Just stay in bed, all right?
What? Your Majesty, a message has arrived from the Empress, notifying us of her imminent arrival.
You're joking.
I wish I was, Your Majesty. She arrives in only a few days.
She's coming. Mother is coming. Go! Announce this to the tribe. Make sure a greeting party is at the ready for her arrival.
Right away, Your Highness.
Darling, get out of bed. We need to run some errands. Well, I was thinking of getting you some armor to make you presentable to the Empress. I was also thinking that I could show you around the village. Think of it as a date, sweetie. All right? Good. Let's go. So, what do you think? I know it's nothing like your human towns. I'm glad. This will be your new home, after all. So it's good that you find it comfortable. Ah, we've arrived at the smithies. Just listen. Let me do all the talking. Greetings, Smith.
Ah, Your Majesty. To what do I owe this? Oh, I see you brought a human. And why exactly did you bring him here?
I want you to make some armor for him, to make him presentable for when the Empress arrives.
Why should I? After all, he's just a human.
This human is your future king and my soon-to-be husband. I have no time for your grudges.
You're serious? This tiny thing. He couldn't disarm one of our weakest warriors. In fact... Why don't you try me on, human? Right here, right now.
That is enough. You will do as I ordered and... What? You'll accept the challenge.
This'll be fun. All right, human. Sword or spear? Spear it is. Now let's see what you're made of. What? I was going easy on you. I won't make that same mistake twice. Again! I'll get to work on that armor right away, Your Highness. I'll even use the finest bones in my collection for decals.
Thank you. Consider yourself lucky I don't have you punished for your offenses. The rest of you, get back to work. Darling, come with me. I want to take you somewhere private for a while. There's something I need to talk about. Why did I bring you out here? Well, you see. So, I'm sure you noticed how my personality changes when I'm in public. That's because, well, I'm softer than most crocodilians. Not in scales. My hide is as hard as ever. But I'm soft in heart. I make threats, commands. I act harsh. That's all it is. An act. When I first saw you, I saw you took command of the situation and triumphed. And today, I saw that same leadership up close. What I witnessed today is the reason I chose you. You have what I lack. You're a natural-born leader. And I'm just... soft. Oh, please. You're just saying what you... Oh, my. You actually coming on to me? Come here, my love. Perhaps you would enjoy a late night swim before heading back home. Perfect. We can leave our clothes on the shore.
How is it? Don't worry. You'll get used to it. However, if you do find it too cold, I'm large enough to carry you on my back. I thought you'd like that. Go ahead. Hop on. Isn't this so relaxing? Just the two of us floating in the water, listening to the beautiful sounds of the night. And truly is a wonderful experience, isn't it, my darling? Yawning already. I guess we should head home. Would you like me to carry you? Okay. Just let me lift you up like this. You're so precious, darling. I love you. Now and forever. Good night, my sweet. Handsome. Darling. I'll see you in the morning.